You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Welcome to the Stay Ready Real Estate Podcast, where we stay ready so you don't have to get ready. I'm Emeka, your host, and this podcast is all about real estate, investing in real estate. I invest in multifamily, and I'm here to show you that regular people can invest in real estate. You don't need to have billions or millions. It's regular people like you and I who can invest in real estate today. So on this podcast, you'll hear from myself, as well as I'll bring different real estate professionals on from around the world to talk about their investing journey, strategies, market insights, or how they got into real estate, so you can get started today as well. Stay ready, my friends. Hope you enjoy.
What's going on, Stay Ready family? It's your boy, Emeka, and today we're going to talk about the process of staying ready when it comes to real estate. We're going to talk about smaller deals today, single family deals, flips in particular. I had just closed on a flip last week, and I'm under contract for another flip that's supposed to close next week. I did my underwriting. I feel comfortable about it. But on both instances, even the one that I haven't closed on yet, there's been two unexpected things. Now, in real estate, you have to stay ready. You always have to stay ready. You have to stress test and always prepare for the unexpected. There's been multiple unexpected for me at this point, and I'm going to talk about two unexpected things. So let's talk about the project I'm under contract for. Project I'm under contract for, small flip, lipstick on a pig. You know, there's some things that we got to do, redo the kitchen and add an ADU, but it's already in the slab. However, there was a big hole, but whenever I walked the property the first time and I saw the hole, I looked at it, looked like concrete, didn't see anything that hurts the foundation, didn't look like much, so I didn't think anything of it. So as I made the offer got accepted. I put in $5,000 hard, right? But don't get that money back no matter what. If I were to back out the deal, that's $5,000 I'll lose. If I were to get in the deal, that's just basically goes towards the down payment. So I walk with my contractor and all of a sudden he said, oh yeah, look, your septic is done for. Holy bleep, right? So didn't expect that. However, when I did my underwriting, I had contingency. When I did my underwriting, I also accounted for the foundation. So I got a quote. I only got one quote right now, but I will get two more quotes. But my foundation underwriting was about $5,000, only because, you know, I didn't know, I didn't look under it. But with the foundation repaired to be $5,000, I expected roughly about, with the foundation repaired to be $5,000, I expected, or, you know, if I have to do it, that's roughly what it costs and most things look good. If not, that's $5,000 we save and go somewhere else. And then I also have about $11,000 of contingency. So right now we're at $16,000 of a maybe that we don't know. Foundation ended up being good that the contractor looked at. And now my septic quote is $6,600. So I'm still in the positive. But when it comes to the mindset, it can be scary when you're looking at, you know, if you get something that's a surprise, you didn't expect it and your money already into it. Now, your mindset is so important. Stay calm, have a sense of urgency, but realize that we're already in a deal and you just have to react to the situation at hand. Don't react as of, you know, don't be emotional about it, right? It sucks that I didn't prepare for that, but what can we do going forward? It doesn't matter, you know, that we didn't do it because we're past that point. We're already, our 5K's in hard. So the lesson for that is don't react, don't panic, but whenever you're underwriting, you're staying ready, always have contingency. Don't try to be exact, always be conservative. Make sure the numbers work, even if you had to do that. And that's what that contingency is for. I do between 15 to 20% contingency. I recommend all newbies to do a minimum of 20% because you don't know what you don't know unless you've been doing it for a while. And I've been doing this for almost since 2020, so about 5 years at this point, and I'm still missing things. Now let's go over the bigger one. So let's go over the project that I've already closed on, I've already started working on, and there's structural damage and there's foundation issues. So I knew that going into it, so I budgeted X amount. And I worked, talked to some engineers, and I still, everything was still within budget. So I was golden, so happy about it. I got it for a great price, and the upside was amazing. I expected to put about 100 grand into it, including the structural, including the interior house remodel, including the exterior fixes. Well, got my first foundation quote, and it was 100 grand. More than that, actually, 104 grand. So I can sit here and freak out, and it's easy to do that. But you have to understand that there was enough spread with the sell price that we still have some wiggle room, right? So don't panic. This is something that I'm actually currently dealing with that's actually solved. But the reason I am so calm is because we bought right. We bought right. So worst case scenario, if we have to destroy and build up, that would suck. And that's definitely not what I'm hoping to do. But if we did, we're going to be all right because the sell price that we can get, the neighborhood that it's in, is amazing. Now, what did I do when it comes to getting that first quote of 104 grand, even though my entire budget was 100 for everything, and that's just the foundation? What did I do? Sit back, took a deep breath, and then I immediately started thinking of the worst case scenario. So, worst case scenario, I have to demo and rebuild, right? So now I've talked to the county, reached out to engineers, architects, and anyone who could help me assist with building a home, right? The only reason why I'm doing that is because we want to act fast. Winter is around the corner, and winter is harder, excuse me, when I say harder to sell when it comes to the amount of buyers that's in. That means school is back in. People don't want to just move their kids in the middle of the school year because that's tough. However, we have to stay prepared. We have to stay ready for the worst case scenarios. All right, I knew my contacts, knew exactly what I need to do. And also, that really means you need to get another opinion, right? Don't rely on one person give you a quote that's outlandish, right? Not saying that it's the wrong quote, but I'm saying that we can't rely on one thing. In the previous episodes, I've talked about the rule of three. The rule of three: get three quotes, talk to three lenders. Whenever you need anything price-wise or any options-wise, get three opinions, because it lets you know, make sure that you're in the right ballpark when it comes to pricing, and then doesn't give you too many options. Too many options is always going to be harder for you unless you absolutely need to do it. I know some people who've reached out to over dozens of contractors for a quote. I think that's not necessarily bad. However, you're going to get, how are you going to determine between all of them? Because everything is not always about price. So trying to figure out the decision is tough. In today's episode, this is what I want you to realize. Crap happens. Crap happens. So what does that mean? That means that you need to take a deep breath, sit back, assess the situation, and figure out how to handle it. There is no time to talk about what we should have done. There is no time to talk about or not talk about who's at fault, the blame game. There's only time to move forward and figure out how to assess the situation, how to get the solution, how to get the problem solved, and then solve it, right? And understand that your underwriting is going to be very key here. So sit back. It's a mental thing. Just figure out what you need to do and then make sure your underwriting is okay. I had contingencies, my underwriting is okay. And at the end of the day, I'm in a great location and I can sell it for a great price on both properties. So remember, your mindset is the most important thing that you can keep and a way to help you stress less. Stress less, my friends, and stay ready. Till next time.
Thanks for tuning in to the Stay Ready Real Estate Podcast, where we stay ready so you don't have to get ready. If you enjoyed this podcast today, please give me a like and subscribe and tune in next week so you can hear another one. If you ever want to reach out to me, I'd love to talk to you about real estate. If you're ever interested in any of the deals that I have, I'm based here in Central Florida, reach out. My information is below. Hope to see you next week. Stay ready, my friend.